it is back to school season. We're taking a look at that in our series this week. And lo and behold, consumers, families out there are planning to spend a record amount on back to school shopping this time around, according to the National Retail Federation and Prosper Insights Analytics. Families with kids in elementary school through high school plan to spend, Akiko, get this, close to $850 on school items, which is $59 more than last year. So things maybe potentially getting a little bit more expensive out there. And for more on that, I want to bring on Yahoo Finance contributor Varick Gibbons, joins us once again. And Varick, good to see you. I mean,
nice to see
shopping
you.
For this, I'm not a parent, so I can't say whether or not I think it's expensive, but it sounds expensive from the outside looking in. What are we expecting to see parents buying up this time around?
It is a very expensive back-to-school season. So I think tech is the big driver of the phenomenal back-to-school season. I mean, you mentioned it's going to be like a $40 billion back-to-school season, spending season. About $12 billion of that is tech. So you've got the laptops, the wearable tech. I mean, because of the tech integration into the education system, it's a lot of money going specifically there. But, you know, you're also seeing a lot of money just going to the back to school essentials that we haven't seen previously, such as the traditional items, lunchboxes, backpacks, with the expectation that parents have that kids will, in fact, be back in the classroom. So you're seeing a lot of parents go out and get the apparel and the backpacks and the lunchboxes, purchases that they had held off over the past couple of years. And again, the tech is really the biggest driver.
Yeah, the other thing too, I mean, outside of tech, you know, we think about just the uncertain nature of kind of going back to school this time around, whether or not we're going to see a break in schools, in school learning, and how that maybe changes some things around this time around. But we've also been watching e-commerce play a part in this as well. I mean, are we expecting everyone to be shopping back in store? It seems like it'd be different this time around.
You know, they're doing both, Zach. They're going in store and they're going online. We're also seeing a lot of families actually shop the thrift stores, which is an interesting trend. I was talking to my friends over at ThredUp, which you may not know, but Akiko will know. It's one of the largest resale platforms for women's clothing and kids' clothing and accessories. A lot of families are actually going there, not only because inventory is limited at some of the stores, but also because they're finding really good deals. And since we're in an environment now where deals and promotions are hard to come by, they are going to sites like ThredUp. I mean, they told me that kids' sneaker sales up 19% over the past month, kids' backpack sales up 20% over the past month. And if you look at June over July, between June and July, kids' clothing sales at ThredUp up 50%. So people are finding creative ways to actually get what they need. And again, the expectation is that the kids will actually be back in the classrooms, or worst case scenario, you know, they'll have like a hybrid type of model. But parents are pretty optimistic that the kids will be back in and that the protocols will be in place to keep the kids safe.
Yeah, it's a good point. You don't necessarily need those new clothes if you're still on Skype, Zoom learning.
At least
preparing for things.
The mom was telling me, she said, you know, she hasn't had to buy her kids any new clothing, no lunchboxes and no backpacks, no nothing over the past couple of years because it hasn't been necessary. But, you know, the kids' pants are like, you know, high waters now. So she's back online buying what they need.
Those are the trends. You know, shorter pants are in these days. But Barry Gibbons, Yahoo Finance contributor, appreciate you coming on here to break that down for us. Be well.